here, man. Day one, man. 49ers, let's go.
And I'm just ready to go. Excited for the new year.
Ready to get back at it. Fresh start.
Yeah, it's excited to get this thing started. Ready to go to work.
Time to get to work. Time to get to work. Shout out to the fans. Y'all know what time it is. Day one. Time to get to work.
Go, hey, go. That's the line to get out. Two down. Good. Three down. Minute and a half left. Minute and a half. You can beat the time. Go beat it by a lot.
Phase one is a chance for us to really get to know the players, see where they're at physically, see who's been working. We're going to get a variety of information, go through that information, and create a program that's best for that specific player.
Let's go, Ray!
He cheated.
Phase one is more, you know, we get 4 hours with each guy. You know, half that time is pretty much to strength and conditioning.
We'll spend about an hour outside, and that consists of doing a lot of football-specific movements. A lot of cutting. If you're a running back, you'll cut specific to how you cut. If you're a receiver, same thing. Linemen, it's a little bit different for them. So every group is going to sort of move and do things that are specific to what they're going to be doing here coming up soon in phase two and three.
Really excited, especially with the track record of Coach Shanahan and what he's able to do as an offensive coordinator. Everybody's just really looking forward to getting started with him.
They have a bunch of signs around here now. Kind of made me feel like I'm back at Ohio State. We had a bunch of signs and stuff everywhere. So far, seeing stuff like that is different, changing the culture here.
When you go from a coordinator to head coach, I had to deal with that too with Bill O'Brien in Houston. You have to take more ownership, and now you're not just talking to an offense, you're talking to an entire team. And Kyle, I mean, he came up here like it was nothing and was very head coach-like.
We just had to get to know each other a little bit. I tried to tell him a little bit more about myself, kind of my expectations for stuff and the way I go about working and kind of how I saw everyone else go about working, and laid the foundation of what we're going to be doing here over the next month or so throughout our three phases of the offseason.
Everyone's excited, from the coaches to the players. Everyone's mindset is just putting the work in, you know, being accountable and understanding that we do have a lot of work to do to get back to the 49 away.
We're going
to
come in here. I think Kyle set the tone right off the bat of coming in here and working our butts off. That's what it's going to take. Starts day one with, you know, the workouts, the meetings, and then you just build on that day after day.
I know that when I was a player and I went through a couple coaching changes, I think as a player, one of the great things about this league, and frankly what drove me to get back into it, is that you're always proving yourself. And I think in particular when there's a new regime.
Get up, field. Whoa!
Starting Wednesday of week one, we'll get into lifting and running. I just want to see them work hard. I want to see what their mindset is. I want to just impress upon them the sense of urgency that we as a staff have.
We got to be going. Help each other change weight. Help each other change some spot. Take care of your guys, all right?
This whole first 5 weeks, session one and two, all it's for, the sole purpose, is to get guys ready for the last 4 weeks of practice. And that's so that you can practice at the elite level. Our total focus is to get guys in condition, get them stronger, to go into those 4 weeks and have success.